I had begun to edge toward the steps to the forecastle deck, thinking the men there would stand behind me. But as I approached, none moved forward. I stopped. "You mustn't believe him," I begged them.
"Don't be afraid of her," Captain Jaggery cried. "Look at her. She's nothing but an unnatural girl. A girl trying to act like a man, trying to be a man. She can only harm you by living. Let her have her punishment."
I started up the forecastle steps. The men began to back away. Horrified, I paused. I sought out Barlow, Ewing, Grimes, Fisk. Each in turn seemed to shrink from my look. I turned back. Captain Jaggery fingered the pistol in his hand.
"Take her," he commanded.
But that far they would not go. And the captain, who saw this as soon as I, now began to advance toward me himself. I backed away from him until I was atop the forecastle deck. The line of crew had split, some to either side. "Help me," I appealed to them again. But though they were deaf to Captain Jaggery, they were equally deaf to me. The captain, in careful pursuit, now slowly mounted the steps to the forecastle. I retreated into the bow, past the capstan, on a line with the cathead. He kept coming. Against the moon, he seemed to be a faceless shadow, a shadow broken only by the dagger-like glitter of the pistol that caught the light of the moon. My heart hammered so I could hardly breathe. I looked for a way to escape, but found none. The bow seemed to dance under my feet. Frantically, I looked behind me. There was little space now between me and the sea. Still, the captain closed in. I scrambled back high into the forepeak. He stopped, braced his legs wide, extended his arm and pistol. I could see his hand tighten. The bow plunged. The deck bucked. He fired all the same. The shot went wide, and in a rage he flung the pistol at me. I stumbled backward, tripped. He made a lunge at me. But I, reacting with more panic than reason, scrambled down onto the bowsprit itself, grabbing at the back rope to keep from falling.